Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, this is Michael Pierce, defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, also known as the Juggernaut, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, this is Cardinals running back Chase Edmonds, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you listen to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
All right, what's up, everyone? It's Saints tight end Juwan Johnson. You're listening to Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
This is Jamon Bushrod, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, it's Danny James with the Browns, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
All right, what's going on, y'all? This is Chandler Sullivan, number 39 for Green Bay Packers, and you're tuning in to Pro Football Chase. Let's go.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Saturday afternoon, March 12th, and excited to have Auburn linebacker Zakobi McClain joining the podcast. He's fresh off a trip to Indianapolis after participating in the NFL Combine. We'll get into that later in the interview, but Zakobi, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Just got done finishing workout. Pretty much it.
Good, good. Now listen, Zakobi, we talked a little bit about how you developed during your time at Auburn, freshman, sophomore years. You saw limited action, but then you took over a starting job as a junior and held on to it in your senior year as well. So what makes you confident in your ability to translate your success to the NFL?
Well, as a freshman, I came in thinking I'm a start. Like, I ain't never, like, rode it, like, sat on the bench. And so, freshman year, I had to come in, play special team, find a way to contribute to the team. I learned from the older guys, like Daryl, 12, and at. I learned what they were doing. Got a little sauce from them, like, some knowledge and some skill from them. And I just always had that dog, and I always had that heart. And I just knew one day, when I get the opportunity, I'm going to make the best of it. And then came into my sophomore year, OP and KJ. We had a good chemistry together. We just kept competing. So we kept making each other good day by day. And then my junior year, KJ, got hurt. And I had to step up and become the man. I just filled his shoes.
Now, Zakobi, you finished your college career with 267 total tackles, 147 solo, 19 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks, 1 interception return for a touchdown, 8 pass defenses, 4 forced fumbles. What makes you such a dynamic player?
What made me such a dynamic player is my instincts. I'm very good. I got good instincts. I play side on the sideline. I got good football IQ. I'm a good communicator, and I know how to lift my team up when things not going well.
So speaking of your time at Auburn, you know the transfer portal has become a huge factor in college sports, but that's something that you did not experiment with, Zakobi. You stayed there at Auburn all your entire college career. Why was it important for you to stay at Auburn and develop there with that Tiger football program?
Well, coming in, Coach T. Will always told me you just got to trust the process. So I just listened to my coaches, listened to what everybody says, so I just trust the process and knew my time was going to come.
You know, you fit the perfect NFL style linebacker. You know, you got that ranginess, the speed. You're playing sideline to sideline. You can do it both in pass and run defense. And what makes you capable of translating your progress in college to the next level?
Well, again, a lot of wisdom from people that's already in the NFL, like current vets, just telling me how it is, what to be prepared for, how things going to go, how to extend the playbook, tell me I just need to roll out every day, need to scratch, make sure I take care of my body and just study, study, study. And I think that's going to help me a lot because I already got a lot of info from the vets.
What type of locker room value and leadership can you bring to an NFL franchise?
Good vibes, funny guy. Things not going well, just find a way to lift the team up, get everybody smiling. Because when you smile, you know, the bad things that you think about just go away.
You did talk about studying films, Jacoby. Do you have a favorite current or former NFL linebacker that you like to study tape on?
I'm going to go with it's either Levante David and Darius Leonard.
Two of the best linebackers in the game, and certainly I believe that helps you in your progress. Moving on to the NFL now, you, along with teammates Roger McCreary and Smoke Monday, you were invited to the 2022 NFL Combine in Indianapolis. You put on a show there, Jacoby. You put some numbers up, and, you know, primetime slot on NFL Network, getting to see y'all work out, 4.69 40-yard dash, 33-inch vertical jump, 1.17 broad jump. What can you say about your experience there in Indianapolis?
Indianapolis was a good experience. What everybody said about it was true. It's very stressful. You'll get time to sleep. And then when you do get time to sleep, you just think about, just thinking so much. Your adrenaline just rushing, so it's hard to get sleep. So it was good, though, getting to meet a lot of NFL players, a lot of the legends, a lot of scouts, a lot of coaches, get a lot of info and knowledge from them. And a lot of, seeing, like, being around a lot of great athletes is just very good. You know, like, very good seeing a lot of athletes just like you. It was just a good experience.
Jacoby, I mean, based on the television schedule, it looked like the workouts were pushed into the afternoon, evening time of the day. So what was your routine over there in Indy? I mean, how early would you get up? When did you meet with teams? Like, how did all that unfold?
Well, first off, you wake up at 5 a.m. Yeah, I go to breakfast like at 5 a.m. Then your day really gets started at 6. Some people have drug tests in the morning, or you got to get ready to go to the doctor at like 6. You go talk to NFL teams like around 11, all the way like 1 o'clock p.m. And then after that, just go to another meeting. Yeah, I probably got to go to the hospital. Then it's just thought over every day, same time, same thing every day.
Now, I know you've met with a lot of NFL teams, Jacoby, and I'm sure they ask you all the time, what are your strengths as a player? What can you bring to our team? And so, what have those responses been from you? What are your strengths as a linebacker?
Well, like I said before, I told them that I'm very instinctive, solid sideline. I know how to get all blocks. I'm a good playmaker, good IQ, and I just love the game. I'm just a dog. I just want to bring good vibes and good.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Like smiles on everybody's face.
So who have you been training with these last couple of weeks, Jacoby? We know your Auburn Pro Day is coming up on Tuesday, March 15th, as you told me prior to the podcast interview. What are some things you've been doing, maybe trying to adjust? Are you going to run your 40 again?
Yes, pretty much. I'm going to run my 40 again at Pro Day.
And do you think that's a time you can improve upon?
Yeah, I'm not going to improve. I'm going to get that down a little lower.
So you'll be there at Auburn. You're going to see more scouts there. And combined with your showing at the NFL Combine, Zacoby, what are you hoping to show these scouts and talent evaluators about your athleticism and skill set?
About like how quick I am with my feet, how I could like listen, my leadership, how I could just help my teammates when something bad happened in the drills, and just about that vibe and the energy I bring.
Now, you may be overlooked by some scouts, Zacoby, because, you know, there's all the talk about the first-round guys, the second-round guys, but you know what? Interviewing draft prospects the last 3 or 4 years, there's always a couple of guys that end up being a mid-round pick, late-round pick, maybe priority free agent, and they make the team. So for you, Zacoby, how are you just trying to block out the noise about your draft projection and just staying focused on what you can control?
Well, I got a good coach named Coach Antonio. He just tell me not to worry about it because I know what I'm capable of. But I know I'm the best linebacker in the country. I don't see anybody better than me. Sometimes I just feel like it's political, but I just keep my head in straight line. And just keep pushing forward, just keep working hard because I know what I can bring to the table. I know what kind of player I am. Just tell everybody, just go watch the tape and they'll see it for themselves.
Now, you also are coming from the SEC, which is known as the nation's toughest college football conference, and you're playing the toughest of the toughest offensive linemen, quarterbacks, running backs. I mean, you name it, man. You're having to go chase down some of these 6'2", 225-pound backs like Brian Robinson from Alabama. So how do you think your time in the SEC is going to benefit you at the next level?
I hear a lot. The SEC, basically the NFL. See, majority of people that's in the NFL really from the SEC. It's just a dog. Everybody down here is dogs. Everybody down here love football. Everybody down here very physical. And we're just very coachable down here. So I feel like it's going to fit good.
Zacoby, I know your hometown's Valdosta, Georgia. Have you grown up as a specific fan to an NFL team, or are you just kind of a general NFL fan?
I'm just a general NFL fan. Never had really a favorite team.
So what you're telling me, Zacoby, is that you don't have a preference as to what team lands you?
Nah, I don't. It really don't matter what. I'm just trying to get on the team and make it.
I got you. Now, I always ask this question to draft prospects, but who inspired you to play the game of football? I mean, was it something that was kind of instilled in your family when you were a young kid? I mean, when did you start playing football?
Well, it's a funny story. When I was at my cousin's house, I was like young, like about 5 years old. Hit Chihuahua, ran off the back porch, and I just jumped off the back porch and tackled it. And they were like, well, you're going to be a linebacker. So then, like, a couple months later, I went out and tried out for my uncle's football team. They called the Knights. And then ever since then, I just took off then. I was a little league legend.
Hey, man. So you got a good story, bro. Tackling a Chihuahua, you know, that's got to be atop the stories for sure. So now moving on in the interview, Zacoby, but how are you feeling right now? I mean, physically, mentally, you know you've already been training for the draft these last several weeks. You know that you got that pro day. The NFL draft is at the end of April. At this point of March, sometimes you got draft prospects that are just eager. You're excited to know where your next journey is going to take you. Like, how are you taking all this process in?
Really taking it one day at a time. Just whatever happens, happens, because I always stuck with God. Do things for a reason, so it's gonna happen for a reason. But I just keep my head high, and I'm just very ready to just go out there and show my talent to the NFL team.
So, Smoke Monday, Roger McCreary, two of your teammates, all three went to Indianapolis. Have you been in communications with those guys, you know, kind of helping each other out navigate this NFL pre-draft process?
Yeah, we talk to each other a lot. We all train in Pensacola together, so, and Roger's like basically my roommate still, he always my roommate. And we just always keep each other up and just keep motivating each other and just stand on each other so we can be the best we could be every day.
What is something that NFL fans can expect to see from Zacoby McClain, whichever team you're on, when it comes into the fall, football season gets underway, they may see you on the field? What can we expect to see from Zakobi McClain?
My energy and my instincts and my want to.
I got you, man. Keeping it short. Three words. I like it. Nice punchline. Keeping it simple. And lastly, Zakobi, what is something that you are looking forward to? I know you focus on your day-to-day, but when you actually get to become a professional NFL player and you get the opportunity to compete for a 53-man roster spot, what excites you about that potential?
Being able to compete against the best of the best and showing everybody that I'm that man and just putting somebody on it, just beat somebody kid without getting in trouble at the next level.
Well, right on, man. That's perfectly said. And again, I appreciate you taking the time on this Saturday afternoon. I know you did some training earlier and you're staying in shape, but best of luck to you, bro, as you continue your pre-draft process, and especially on Tuesday, the Auburn Pro Day, you'll be working out there as well. But certainly all the best to you, Zakobi. I know you're going to have a great opportunity ahead, and I can't wait to see you take the field.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.